There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Don't Quote Me. I'm your host, Orla Condon, and this week we're changing things up here a little on the podcast. As you're listening to this, I'm somewhere in the north of Norway, deluding myself that I'm detaching from the world while also documenting every single second of it on Instagram. So this week, we're bringing you the long-awaited chat with that maths bride we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Last week, we got a chance to connect with Ella Ding from Married at First Sight Australia 2022. Appearing on the 9th series of the show, Ella was one of the breakout stars of this season after she was married to Mitch in the opening episodes of the series. The pair instantly hit it off and sparks flew as their sexual chemistry was undeniable. Throughout the series, the couple were portrayed as having a relatively surface-level relationship, but one that could potentially last. A portrayal, Ella says, omitted much of the positives in their marriage that explained their decision to stay each week at the commitment ceremonies. The pair made it all the way to final vows, recommitting to each other in the series finale, only to split shortly after filming the reunion. At the reunion, it was claimed that Mitch had an affair with another bride in the experiment, which he denied. Despite all this, Ella tells us the pair still remain friends. But that wasn't the only relationship of Ella's that grabbed viewers' attention. Her friendship with fellow bride Dominica was also a focus of the show, as feuding within the group escalated week on week. When Dominica was outed and shamed for having an OnlyFans account by another bride, Ella was one of the more vocal defenders of Dom's decision to have an OnlyFans account and rightfully pushed back against much of the slut-shaming Dom experienced as a result. This storyline dominated much of the headlines throughout the show's run and has continued to stir debate amongst fans and the media alike. Since the season has ended, the rift in the 2022 cast has deepened as the drama from within the experiment rumbles on, often very publicly on social media today. Despite this, Ella has tried to stay out of the mess and has maintained friendships from the show, mainly that with Dom, who now acts as Ella's co-host on their hit podcast, Sit With Us, where the pair discuss relationships, life advice, and just general chats. Most recently, Ella announced she will be returning to the reality TV world as an online flirtation with Maiden Chelsea's Miles led to a guest appearance on the latest series of the E4 show. On today's episode, Ella tells us about her whirlwind experience on Maths Australia, the intense media pressure that came along with that, and where she stands with her former co-stars today. She also opens up about the difference between filming a reality show like Maths in Australia and a structured reality show like Maiden Chelsea here in the UK, and why her stint on MIC was a shock to the system. And finally, she gives us an update on her love life today. Ella will also be sharing her advice about how to turn an ex into a friend, while I ask, why bother? Let's get stuck in. Okay, so I teased this conversation last week. Things moved around, things changed, but we're coming through, guys, with the goods. And I think it's actually lining up really, really well, because we're coming to the end of Married at First Sight UK. It's ending this week or next week. We're also coming into Made in Chelsea season. So it feels incredibly appropriate that we are talking to someone who has experience of both. Ella Ding from Married at First Sight Australia, one of my favorite brides on that show. It is so lovely to talk to you.
Oh, that's a nice intro. Thanks
I should
for
say,
having
and
me.
podcaster now of Sit With Us, chart topping fame with fellow maths bride Dom. That is a really exciting project, I imagine, for you guys to work on, and such a lovely friendship to have come from the show.
Yeah, it's, I mean, honestly, like it all happened so quick after the show. Like Dom and I used to always talk about it in the show because we just got along so well. We were like, let's just start a podcast. Like we have so much to talk about. And then we just sort of did it. And it, you know, you can't really plan on how it's going to go. And yeah, it's just gone like really well. So it is, it's amazing. It's just so fun.
Yeah, it is. No, I totally get it. And it's addictive, I find, as well, when you start doing it. It's like just such a lovely type of conversation to have. Like I said, Made in Chelsea is about to kick off. As we record this, I believe it's starting on Monday night. So as this goes out, the first episode of the new season will be out. You were announced, I think, back in like August as being on this series of the show. How did that come about? Yeah. And how long were you filming for and all that kind of stuff?
It was super random, not planned, like very unexpected. So, I mean, obviously there's been articles and stuff. So I can say that Miles was the one who I met.
Yeah.
So basically our followers, like fans, followers, we've obviously got a lot of mutual following, and they kind of like set us up. So weirdly, months ago, people were forwarding me this guy's profile, and I just like never looked twice because I just saw like a blue tick and a hot guy. So I was like, probably not my kind of vibe. And like people kept sending it to me being like, oh my God, this guy follows you. And I was like, who is this guy? Anyway, then I think it was like June or July, I woke up to like 100 DMs and I'm like, what is happening? And it was all people forwarding Miles's story, and he had done a Q&A.
Okay.
And the question was, you and Ella from Australia would be a fit couple. And then he did like a video reply. I actually haven't said this, I don't think, anywhere. So
exclusive.
And then his video reply was like, I haven't seen the show, or I don't know much about Ella, but she's beautiful. Who knows what could happen? And I replied to his story and I was like, oh, well, you clearly know how to get a girl's attention because everybody's forwarding me your story.
Yeah.
And then we were like chatting for about 5 weeks. We were actually like FaceTiming a lot.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it was honestly so like bizarre. And then I was already going on holidays with Dom. I was already doing LA and Italy and I hadn't booked my return flight. He was like, would you come to London? I was like, totally. I'm spontaneous. Like, why not? Yeah. I've got 2 weeks to play with. And then the whole show thing, I'd never heard of Made in Chelsea before. Yeah. I had never watched it. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And then I watched a little bit before going. And then he was like, you know, I'm on this show where they follow your reality, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't really know what that means. And then he kind of referred it to like similar to The Hills. And because I did watch that growing up. And then I think it was like a week and a half before I was going to be in London. I was like, okay, I'm open to it. And then it sort of all just happened like really quickly.
Yeah.
Next minute I'm in London, I'm in Chelsea, and I'd never been to Chelsea before. I'd only ever been to like Shoreditch in Camden. 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I was in London for about 2 weeks. So their show is very different to MAFS. Like it takes them ages to film one episode.
Yeah.
Like so different. So there was a lot of filming, which I wasn't aware of. Like it was pretty crazy. It was like I was sucked into this vortex. And because I didn't really tell anyone.
Yeah.
And I did it by myself.
Yeah.
It was actually really hard because on maths, like I had my partner and, you know, Mitch and I, like, no matter how much of an ass he may have been, he still was supportive behind closed doors. And like, I still knew that I had him. And
you
of
had
day,
someone,
you know, I had him.
And there was awareness in maths as well that although a lot of it was exposed and you had to talk about a lot of shit, there was always moments where you could close the apartment door and you had a breather. Whereas Made in Chelsea is just not, it's such a different construction of a reality show. And I can imagine, it's kind of weird that that's how you got in, that it was like almost over DM, that it was like, so this is going to be like, it's like, oh, my family are staying with me at the minute, so you're going to have to like talk to them.
Literally.
It's like, oh, the cameras are here right now. So you're going to, so that's, I would have, my presumption would have been that that was like far more prearranged than it obviously was. And like, did you have to film with like some of the women? Like, did you have to film like friend scenes and stuff? And because I presume they need to give you a bit of context to your story.
Well, interesting enough, when the show airs, I actually have no idea how they're going to be.
Imagine if you were scrubbed. Imagine if you were totally taken out. You'd be like, what?
I would be like, okay, that traumatic experience was not worth being scrubbed. I am going to tell everyone. Because it was intense. And yeah, I did meet like a lot of the cast. Like, I think the main people, I'm trying to understand, like, they have different terminology for their cast. And because like, a lot of these people have been on it for like 5 years, right? Like, you people have watched them grow up. Like, Miles had been on it since he's 22. Like, it's bizarre to even, I don't even know how he's been doing it for that long, honestly. Like, 2 weeks was probably enough for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, just so different. Like, Maths Australia is so real. Like, it's as real as it gets. The cameras are just rolling for hours upon hours, whereas Made in Chelsea is not like that. It's actually like very constructed. And you know, you're on like sets, whereas Maths, it's not really like that.
Yeah.
Like it was so different. It was, and I was like totally outside my comfort zone with all these people who were like family to each other. Like, I was by myself. So it was very challenging.
I adore Maths Australia. I think it's brilliant. And I love Maths UK as well, but it just doesn't cut through for me as much as the Australian version of the show does. And the UK version of the show has continually morphed closer and closer into the Australian version because that format works so well for entertainment purposes and to make real personalities out of the people on the show. Because I felt like on seasons past on the UK show, you never really felt like you knew people that well. Whereas never had that problem in Australia. You always felt like you had a really good read on people. There's such a different reality TV culture though in Australia. Like there's a level. So we have obviously Love Island in the UK and we have Love Island in Australia. And it's I think that's where the clearest comparison is. There's lots of talk around Love Island UK about, you know, duty of care and protecting the islanders and all this kind of stuff. And while that is absolutely needed, it also kind of sanitizes some of the drama that we get on reality TV. And that sanitization doesn't seem to happen as much in Australia. There doesn't seem to be, like, drinking is fair game. You know, like, the storyline with Dom on your season of Maths, where she was publicly shamed for having an OnlyFans account that she personally had no problem with admitting. Like, she had no bother with anybody knowing that. And this ran for weeks. And the media over there tore her apart for making the decision to sell images online on a platform to make money at a time where her business was struggling during COVID. And it's like that conversation, I don't think would have blown up in the same way here as it did there. Having kind of had that experience in both pools now, what do you think about the differences in reality TV in Australia versus the UK?
Well, from what I've watched on, I've only watched a little bit of Maths UK.
Yeah.
Because when I was actually in London, it had just started and I was like, maybe I'll see what this is like.
Yeah.
But I have this theory, right? Like Maths Australia, let's just compare Maths Australia to UK Maths. Maths Australia pops off. Like, it is so popular. Everyone is watching it because it is so raw and real. And yes, I feel like it's more authentic than Maths UK. I don't know what it is, but it's maybe just like the personality between Aussies and English, right?
Yeah.
But then Love Island UK, Love Island Australia. Australia is terrible. Like, Love Island UK is so boring compared to Love Island UK. And I feel like it's because the UK personality is so much more like vibey in that environment. That's, it's like, space. Aussies are better. It's like Aussies are better at being in a relationship, basically, and like better at like being that, doing that commitment. And then like the UKs know how to party and like that energy for Love Island. It's like two totally different energy. I don't know. Like, that's what I get when I'm watching it. I'm like, I just can't take the guys seriously on the UK maths.
Yeah.
I just can't take them seriously. Like, I just feel like it's not as authentic and genuine that you really want to find love on this show. And, you know, unfortunately, the direction that MAFS is going down, it's becoming less genuine. Like, I can already tell from the cast that are coming in this year. And it's a real shame because it does take away the opportunity for people who are trying to be there for those reasons.
Yeah.
And I do think that's why, you know, some of us stood out in our cast more than others, because it's so clear on all these shows, right, who is actually there for the right reasons, whether it's to find love or to learn more about yourself in a relationship or try, but it's so obvious for those who are not there for that, who just want to get famous or, I don't know, make a career out of it. And organically it's happened for Dom and I, and I think that's just because we went in there with the right intentions and being genuine. And I think
MAFS really weeds people out really quickly, because you have those, you know, the commitment ceremonies, and you see, and like that, I feel like you see a lot more of the real life stuff in the apartments. Like, you see when there's tension and they're kind of all skirting around each other and you're like, so you're like, oh shit, they've had a rough week. Like, those guys are struggling this week. Like, so I feel like there's nowhere to hide on MAFS Australia, whereas I think there's a little bit more of a barrier on the UK show. So we often hear about dramas at the commitment ceremony that we've not seen anything about. So it kind of forces you to be like, well, she's not really getting into this at all. Like, why is she actually here if she's not willing to, you know, embrace the experiment, as they say, and all that?
Yeah. I mean, you guys definitely didn't see so much. Like, we did, like, the amount of filming, if you think about it, right, dinner parties that you guys would have seen of us, you guys saw about an hour and 20 minutes. But for a dinner party for us, they go for about 6 hours.
It's tedious, I imagine. I'd say it's tiring. Like,
there's like 7 different fights or conversations going on in one dinner party, but they only choose the most, I don't know, entertaining one, right? So you guys miss, even, like, even with my relationship with Mitchell, like, they only decided to show the bad times when we only had those 3 bad moments in 3 months. They didn't show any of our positive times.
Yeah. It always seems wild to me when you got to the commitment ceremony and you were like, I'm so happy. I was like, how? Because I, like, we just didn't see anything. It was like,
I know,
I'm so happy. I don't get it. Like, what's going on? It's like, we're clearly missing a part of this.
Yeah.
This relationship. Like, we're just not seeing it. And it wasn't until the latter part of the series when he was starting to get a bit more mouthy about things, but then it was all of a sudden, it felt very much like, right, let's focus in on them. And it was like, but I don't know what's been going on with them for the last, like, 4 weeks.
I know. Yeah. It's a shame. It is a shame that they didn't show all of our relationship. And Mitchell and I are still friends. Like, we really are. We still talk randomly and check in with one another.
Good on you.
Because we really did have an amazing time. Like, he came to Australia and met my family. I went to Queensland for 2 weeks after we finished filming, and like, I spent time with him and his family. Yeah. So, I mean, look, we aren't obviously made for each other, and yes, he was an asshole, but, you know, we had more positives than negatives inside the experiment. And that's all that you could really ask for in that situation. Like, fully.
There was a lot of media after your season, as there is in Australia. Like you said, it's huge over there. It is, I would say it's very similar to the outbound kind of Love Island cast. When they come out to just that level of attention, it feels like that is a similar level of attention that you guys get over there at the end of the show. And I just found some of the media around you guys and the coverage of you guys, again, very different to, I mean, I've worked on entertainment desks over here for like years. And the way we would cover, like, reality stars coming off a show, and seeing how it was covered over there was really surprising to me. There are like there's a radio show that's in legal difficulty at the minute for language being used on there. I saw Olivia and Jackson, who look were the absolute villains of the season, and Olivia deserved to be read for what she did on the show, but she didn't deserve to be publicly whatever that was. She did a radio interview where they just totally tore her apart, it was vicious, and it wasn't the medium to do something like that. And again, it just seems like that's like almost a cultural thing.
Look, I feel like we get away with a lot. Like when Dom and I did this radio interview, they showed us on live air. I don't know if you saw it, but they showed us on live air Olivia and Jackson's sex video from their OnlyFans.
I saw the headline of this, but I never watched the video.
They had to remove it. And Dom and I were like, this is so wrong of you guys to put us in this situation. Like, it was so bad. It was like Dom and I were shocked and we were so angry because articles went ballistic, and then it got turned on Dom being like, you had a go at Liv for doing this. Now you're a hypocrite. And it was like, that is not the case. We had no idea this was going to happen. Like, no. But I mean, I feel like the media can really get away with a lot of stuff. Like the write-ups about not so much me, but things that they've written up about Dom. I mean, that's most of the time what I'm reading, because she's sending me the articles. And I'm just like, where did I even come up with half the stuff? Like, it's 90% of the time, especially on Daily Mail, 90% of that time, all those articles aren't even true. Like, they just find anything. They found a photo, a pup got me when I was in Chelsea, and I didn't even see them. They're so sneaky. And I was like, this was a really sad day. I was really sad this day. Like, I looked like I'd been crying. And they wrote like every piece of item that I was wearing with the dollar amount. Like all of my accessories with the exact dollar amount. And I'm like, what does that even mean to you? Why does that even matter?
It's crazy, isn't it? And it's so funny for like, just from working in those places, I know. I'm like, okay, well, they did that just to keep people on site longer, just to keep them there, to give them more ads, all this kind of stuff. But you think about the everyday consumer who doesn't understand the kind of business of what they're clicking into. And you think of what that then is just forming in their mind as an opinion of you and what all of that is doing. And it's like, they have no idea. They're not doing it for any other reason other than just to keep you on the page longer, just to make more money. And that's it. But I
clickbait.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know. I just find the media around you guys and in Australia and it's not just Australia. There's different cultures everywhere. I just don't think that culture is as present here. There's a level of I think there's just a level of boundaries when these guys come out that doesn't seem to be there. I mean,
it's almost like for you guys, you're a bit more protected.
But yes, you still think that Made in Chelsea was a more difficult experience.
Yeah, it was different. I'm very nervous for it to air, to be honest.
Are you?
I am, yeah. It didn't go as I had hoped. And it was hard. Like, I was really struggling because I was by myself, and when things weren't really going great on the show, I didn't really have anyone to turn to while I was there. And like the time difference as well for my people at home, it was just like really hard. And just the whole way they make this show, it's pretty scripted. Like, I'll be honest, it is pretty scripted. And I've never done acting before, so I was really just like, I'm an actress now. Like, it was just really not, like, it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And yeah, so many times I was like caught off guard. Whereas Maths, you kind of have an idea of potentially what's to come. But on Made in Chelsea, it was really just like, okay, I'm rocking up on set at a time, location, dress code. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know what's going to happen. And there was,
and it's a lot of like that predetermined. It's a lot of the stuff that's going to happen predetermined already by production.
Well, it's not necessarily production. It's by the cast members.
Okay.
Yeah, because like there was times where I was like, wait, what? And like everybody knew but me.
This is because I as I said to you when we were DMing, I have never watched Made in Chelsea, and I'm so late to the boat now that I feel like I can never start. But I mean,
I haven't. I've only watched Mallorca. Mallorca.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't watched it all.
So they're just kind of like planning out the plots in their like dinner, and then they're just gonna shoot it. Is that it?
And like if something happens between the, because obviously the cast are all friends too, like in a real world kind of thing. Yeah. So if something happened like in their real life, like for Miles, for instance, me and him were chatting, he had to bring that to the show because he was like, you know, this is my reality. I'm talking to you. Like if we're going to keep chatting and you're coming to London, I need to tell them.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, okay, but what does that mean? Like, does that mean I have to do anything? And then at that stage, he was like, no, not really, because he hadn't spoken about me going on it. And I was really hesitant. I was like, I don't think I'm ready to go back on another TV show with Guy. Like,
yeah.
It took me about 3 months to really get over Mitch, and the show officially ended in April. So really, I was still healing from all of that. And I think maybe I put myself probably too soon into another situation with a guy. I was every time going home from Made in Chelsea filming, and the days were really long. Like the days were long, very long. And I'd go back to my place and I'd just be sitting there thinking, wait, so is what happened today real? Is what
that
Miles
is
or
mad.
I'm like, wait, yeah, what you said today, do you mean that in like real time? Is that, it's, yeah, I don't.
That must, like, be so weird for the ones who've been on it. Do you think it gets harder or easier when you're on it for a long period of time? Like maybe you get better at separating, but it feels like that you'd surely just end up living in fake world rather than real world. Like surely you'd end up just like blending the two.
100%. My theory is, not for all of them, some of the girls, not so much, like, because Emily's super grounded and, you know, she's beautiful. She's very, very normal and balanced. But I feel like for a lot of the others, they struggle to detach themselves from this character who they are on the show in the real world. And
okay,
they're in this character, and then when they're on set or whatever, they're so good at it's the, in a way they're acting, because it's really like, okay, action, cut, action. It's literally like that. Whereas Mavs is not like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like they're all probably going to have issues. Like it's going to be hard for them to, I don't know, like really know who they are, because once you finish filming for, you know, 8 weeks straight, nearly every single day, and then you have a break, and if they don't have a real job doing other things or other hobbies and stuff, you're almost like, okay, well, who am I without the show? Like for some of them, they've grown up on the show. And I just, if it was me, I'd be like, if I'm sitting there after 2 weeks, every day, like so confused and just like, wait, so because you said that today, does that mean that you mean that in real life? You know, like it really messed with my head.
I can imagine. And where, what's really the status with you and Miles now? Like, are you still in touch? Like,
we're friends. Yeah. I mean, I'm always amicable. Like, I'm still friends with all of my exes. Like, no matter
how. Ella, that's so weird. How do you do that? That's so weird. When people say that, I'm like, oh, I'm like, how do you do that? Stop being friends with your exes. What's going on?
I think it's because we never end on a bad note. Like, no one's ever, it's hard to say. Like, Mitchell was the first guy I've dated since I was 18, right? Like, it's been 10 years since I've been in a relationship.
And you were like ready to start dating, married at first sight.
Well, basically, like, I've been in a few situationships, like three months, you know, the good old three months, and then it goes away. But and I'm friends with all of my situationships.
Okay.
But yeah, Mitchell, I don't know, like, for me, it's just easier to be friends than like to hate someone. I don't hate anybody.
And how, are we friendly or are we friends? Because like I could kind of understand friendly, but like, are you mates? Like, are you texting like, hey, how are you getting on? Like, do you want to go for drinks? Like,
no. Well, I mean, you know, Mitchell's in Queensland, Miles is in London. So both of the
I mean, maybe that's strategic. You can stay friends if they're very far away.
Look, I'll be honest, it's definitely been easier to get over them when you're not in the same state. Because you don't see them. They're out of sight, out of mind. You're not bumping into them anywhere. No one's telling you stories about them. That definitely helps.
Yeah.
But, you know, we check in. Like, Miles and I have checked in a few times. And, yeah, we're definitely friends. Like, we're going to be crossing paths, not planned, very soon. So we'll catch up. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I learned from all of them, like, he's not my person. He's a great guy, but he's just not my guy. But he's a cool guy. Like, yeah. We can still be friends. But no, don't catch up with them. Like some of my other situationships I do though.
Why we? I mean, better you than me. I'm good. Do you plan on doing any more reality TV? Like, are you kind of sick of it now? Sorry, you look a bit suspicious. Is there something planned? I mean,
there's nothing to look. Who knows? I may make an appearance on Made in Chelsea again. But very much on my own, like, will, like, I'll be saying I'm not filming as much as I did, like, yeah. And it will be a very different situation, you know. I'm not going, if I was to do it, I wouldn't be going to be with a guy. I'd be going on as an appearance, just saying, you know, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
But that just depends on, because I'm meant to be traveling a fair bit next year, and it might happen, but it might not. In terms of other TV, there is opportunities that have come up. I don't think I want to do relationship TV anymore.
Think of all the friends you could make.
it's like tenfold harder doing it on TV. It's definitely harder because you just like have this underlying pressure and like system, like everyone's going to be judging and watching. So yeah. It's definitely harder. But yeah, I'm definitely keen to get back on TV. Like, I love being a part of making television. I love learning about how it's being made, and I loved meeting people and seeing how things are done. So yeah, I'm definitely open to it.
And I imagine once you've done it once and you have, because I think probably for most people, the fear factor is how will I be perceived? How will people react to me? And how will I handle that reaction? And what if it's not the reaction that I think it will be, and all this kind of stuff. So I imagine after doing it once and seeing the reaction and feeling a little bit more comfortable in that space now, where there are people who probably don't like you, but there's also people who really do like you, and you're kind of feeling a little bit more comfortable with that understanding of kind of that dynamic. Surely then it kind of takes a little bit of the fear away. No?
I mean, Made in Chelsea is so different to MAFS. Like, my appearance on that,
it's a new audience as well.
Yeah, it's so different. Like, MAFS, they didn't show me really having an opinion, whereas I had much more of an opinion on MAFS. Yeah. Like, I spoke up a lot more to Olivia, to Tamara. Like, I definitely had my fiery side.
Show me the deleted scenes, man. Show me the deleted scenes. I fucking needed those scenes so bad. When I was watching these girls, I was like, who the fuck is going to tell them to cop on? Like, seriously.
Yeah. But they didn't want that, obviously, for my character. So they didn't show that. Whereas in Chelsea, I'm pretty sure they won't be cutting any of that stuff out, because it has to be in it. If they don't, it's just not going to make sense if they make, So I am a bit nervous, because I think that people are going to see more of that fire side. And some people might be like, oh, this is not the girl that I know, or this is not the sweetheart Ella that I got to know on MAFS. Like, where did this like come from? But it's like, I've always been that person, but MAFS just never showed it. So I am actually a bit nervous, but it's also sad. Like, I'm crying on Made in Chelsea.
Oh, Ella. And was that just because of the pressure of filming and like just the environment, or there's other stuff?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to watch.
Do you know when your episodes are you in the whole season? Are you in just a part of the season? No.
I'm literally, I think, because it takes them like 10 days to film one episode, which is wild. That's a long time. I think I'm only in like 3 episodes.
Okay. Okay.
But they'll be, I'm assuming, talking about me beforehand. Because they'll have to start somewhere, like, oh, Miles is talking to Ella. I don't really know how they're going to do it, because he didn't really tell me.
Are you going to watch the whole season?
I think I have to.
Yeah. to know.
Yeah, because like I left like a month ago, 5 weeks ago. I don't even know what date it is, but I left ages ago now, and they only just finished filming a week ago. So much has happened probably since I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, like it'll be interesting to see what happens after I've left. Like, whoa, if like that much drama happened, if that much drama happened while I was there for 2 weeks, I could like.
Yeah. I want to watch it because I want to see how they bring you, how they weave you in and how they let you out and how they continue the story. I just find that really interesting. Have you watched any more of Maths UK? Have you dipped in at all since the first few weeks?
No. I'm watching Love Triangle. Have you heard of that?
So you said this to me when we were DMing. I've no idea what this is. Is this an Australian show?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's on Stan, and it's the same producers as Maths. Australia.
Okay.
So it's filmed in Sydney. Yeah. Right. The concept is really interesting. It's like you get matched with two people. You text and make phone calls for 3 days, and you choose which person without knowing what they look like, who you want to move in with. And then you meet on a date and then you move in and they're so excited by it. I'm like,
then you meet on a date.
You meet for the very first time. You don't know what they look like. And then you move in and they're calling it an experience, rather experiment, because it's like produced by the same people as Maths. So you move into like a full house with this random. I mean, it's kind of the same as Maths. I guess it's kind of the same, but we had like the honeymoon. So we got to get to know them. Like I was on my honeymoon with Mitch for like 7 nights before moving in. Whereas these guys, they go on a first date, they move in the next day.
There's no
escape. But then all the couples like meet and have dinner parties, so it's kind of the same. Wow. But this next week coming, there's a plot twist, and I reckon they're bringing in all of the other options.
Ella, you are so in the quicksand with this show. You're literally like,
I know. Trying to be a plot twist. I'm like, oh my God, it's so, I'm hooked.
Ella, I'm going to let you go because you are off to Bali tomorrow, which is a lovely, exciting, or in the morning, right? You're going in a few hours. It's been so lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for your season of Maths Australia. It was fucking so good. It was such a cracking season. There was definitely moments where I was like really angry about how things were going, but you and Dom and your relationship and how you were able to kind of see through the bullshit was like a real refresh for people watching in the real world who are getting really frustrated by all the madness. It was really nice to have people like you to do those to camera moments where it was like, this is fucking totally out of order. And like, I'm not going to let this stand. It was like, okay, Ella's in there. She's having a word. Like she's going to try. It was great. I'm really excited to see you on Made in Chelsea and see how that all will manifest good stuff. We'll manifest good stuff.
Yeah.
You'll be Australian and you'll have the nice accent and people will be like, oh, she's got the lovely accent. And do you know what I mean? I think it'll be fine. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Thank you so much to my guest, Ella Ding, for joining me on this week's episode. And thank you to you guys for tuning in each and every week. Please do keep the feedback coming. You can find us over on Instagram and TikTok at don'tquoteme.podcast. You can also find us on all of your favorite podcast apps so you can listen whenever and wherever you like. We will be back to normal programming next week with a brand new episode and all of the latest goss. We'll talk to you then.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.